This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She said, where'd you want to go? How much you want to risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero. Some
beautiful, 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 beautiful. I know. Another beautiful day. Another beautiful opportunity for us to get to know each other better. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, and along with me is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. This program is not defined by age or beauty. I will not let it be defined by the ages of the hosts, and it will not be defined by how beautiful we all are. It's that we are intellectually stimulating that makes this a worthwhile event in your day. All right, everybody got that clear? No more good-looking pictures of all of you. No more discussion about how young and beautiful you are. None of that stuff.
We'll try to look back.
It's all about intellect and smarts and that sort of thing. I don't want to be judged as Melania Trump apparently is being judged. She has her official White House portrait posted, plastered, pushed everywhere. Glamorous, people say. Showing Mrs. Trump in a black blazer and a black kerchief standing in the private section.
Kerchief? What's that?
A kerchief. It's a thing you wrap around your neck or your
head. Oh, it's a scarf. Okay. A kerchief goes over your head.
Yes, it does.
Like a little old peasant lady.
Yeah, right.
She looks the opposite of a little old peasant lady.
It's a different look, yeah.
Right. So there are a lot of reactions to the image on social media, pointing out that the portrait appears to be a bit airbrushed, no hairs out of place, her polished suit, and no laugh lines on her complexion. Have people not got anything better to do?
I was going to say, isn't that how portraits normally look like? It's not like they're going to get her out of bed first thing in the morning with her hair all over the place.
And it's not a picture, it's a portrait. Who would paint themselves looking horrible?
Oh, I thought it was actually a picture, not a painting.
It's one of those, it's a combo deal.
Yeah.
That's what they do now with technology.
Oh, so it's that, who cares?
All right, so here's Alyssa Milano, who's tweeting all over the place about Melania Trump. She wants her to ditch the bling that's apparently a part of the portrait, the calling out of the First Lady for wearing not one, but two diamond rings on the official portrait. She took to Twitter to voice her opinion, quote, "You look beautiful, but you could feed a lot of impoverished people with your rings." The White House released the portrait, and since then, a lot of people have seen this large 25-carat ring worth $3 million. I got it on the 10th wedding anniversary. She has an eternity wedding band on her other hand. So Alyssa Milano is taking it upon herself to, I don't know if you would call it shaming, probably not, right? But it's one of those things that people who have a point of view about people who have money, well, they should give it all away. So my first question to Alyssa Milano is, how much of your money, what do we figure that Alyssa Milano is worth as a singer?
She's not a singer. She's an actress.
She's an actress. Well,
actress. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I looked her up and she's worth apparently $45 million.
What?
Yeah.
No
that's,
way.
That's
that
what the internet
like
says, which I also think is a lot.
But you know what? With Who's the Boss reruns, I mean, that's where you make a little bit of money in syndication.
Easy money.
She's
well,
got
I think
that. She has Charmed.
Charmed.
Yeah, she also has production credits on some stuff.
Yeah.
And don't forget, she has her clothing line, which is all the sports gear for women.
That is pretty successful, isn't it?
Yeah, that Major League Baseball sells on their website, yes.
Okay, so then do we suggest, I'm not saying anything about Melania Trump and the bling that she has. I think people wear what they like to wear, what they're comfortable wearing, yada, yada, and the usual shots that get taken at people who have money. But if Alyssa is expecting to not have somebody take a shot at her for the same reason, and is it really, am I being unfair, is it really a shot or is it just a suggestion.
It's a shot. It's, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a shot. Yeah. You know, I saw a lot of these types of tweets yesterday about her ring.
A lot of them. Yep.
And, you know, I mean, to me, I have a, maybe surprisingly, I have a very different take on this. Why should Melania Trump not wear her engagement ring or her anniversary band and try to pretend that it doesn't exist? When, I mean, I would like a large ring. Lewis knows this. I'm not going to take it off and try to, like...
Why do women want...
Because I'm a Capricorn and we like big diamonds.
Capricorns like big diamonds.
Yes.
Funny, okay. Aquarians do too. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, right? But that's the thing. Like, why should she take her ring off and then pretend like it doesn't exist or that she isn't married to a billionaire? Part of the narrative that's going to go down in the history books is that Donald Trump was the first billionaire to be elected president. So it would only go accordingly that his wife would have some of the trappings of being married to a billionaire. Why should she be ashamed of a ring that
and
he gave her?
Under the circumstances, I think from what you see, if you want to look at that tax return, he's pretty, they are collectively, pretty generous with their money and what they do. But why is that anybody else's business?
That kind of stuff really
ruffles my feathers. I don't want somebody telling me what I should do with my money. I'll do with my money what I think is appropriate.
Well, and
anybody else...
You always have to think. I mean, whenever, think about when people would get crazy about, I mean, somebody would make a horrible comment about Michelle Obama's arms or, you know, whatever it is. It's like, just
her hair. There's a big spot of focus on Michelle Obama's
hair. The first ladies, just, you know, does it matter how they are portrayed in a picture? I don't know.
Yeah.
She's honestly beautiful. She's got diamonds. She's the wife of a very rich man. Okay, big deal. They donate money to charity. Like, let's not start judging people.
I remember when Teddy, well, maybe you can go back further than Teddy Kennedy. Go down to the roots with Jack Kennedy. And when people would see pictures of Jackie, she was quite attractive, or at least some people. I never thought she was attractive, but some people thought she was. Glamorous, if you will. She had lots of bling. Mm-hmm. I remember anybody ever saying, and I don't want to make this a tit for tat, I don't want to make it good for bad. It just is superficial, and what it does is get down to the root of how superficial some people are. So,
well, Jackie Kennedy didn't have to live through social media. There were some people who thought that it was extravagant for her to, you know, I know that there historically she had to have a lot of her clothes that were French designers remade by an American designer because that she got a lot of flack for wearing French designers. And so that existed back then. But, you know, there was no social media to make it so prominent. And now it's every little comment about everything is just in your face all the time. It's, you know, I think there's going to be a big backlash against social media. I feel like there's a swell of it just coming where people are just going to
get sick of it. You mean because of stuff like this? Or
yeah, people, because people are just like, you got to rise above. Like, I mean, it's just, people are just going to get sick of it.
Well, why do we pay attention to it? In a sense, you know me and how I am when it comes to this sort of thing. We have become cursed, in a sense. But, I mean, I'm sort of looking at this CNN thing with Rice and the headlines about whether it's true or it's not, or we're going to cover it, we're not going to cover it. And so you get into this whole area of how are people in an era when we are thirsty for knowledge, when we are curious beyond what we've ever been in our lives before, when we want to know, inquiring minds want to know. I guess I'm, you know, Alyssa Milano puts herself out there. And now people will ask, does she have anything expensive? Does she have diamond? What is she? And look, you don't think that people are going to look at her, take pictures of her and post them everywhere? Okay, Alyssa, give away that for charity or whatever it is. And so you, by not thinking, sometimes set yourself up to kind of be your life to be ruined.
It's true. I mean, what does she expect? Melania's supposed to hawk her ring and disperse it amongst nonsense. I mean, really? Like
nonsense. It is nonsense. But I brought it up because I thought
Well, good for her because this is the first time we've talked about Alyssa Milano in how long?
Yeah. Well, that may be another part of it. Yeah, that could be another part of it, right? It could be another part of it.
I mean, I don't think that was for her because she was a very big Bernie Sanders supporter and she was very vocal about a lot of things. So I don't think that that's necessarily the case with this. But and she's not the only one. I just think, you know, people need to just get a life.
That's for sure.
Get a hobby. Get a new friend or something. I don't know.
Do something, but yeah, do something with your life that shows that it has value. Don't be looking at somebody else's
right.
life and the value or lack thereof of what it has. 16 after the hour. My mother always used to tell me that you are what you eat. Was she right? Look at this body of mine. Ooh.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
So, I've been eating very well, thank you very much. And I've been drinking Super Beets for almost 3 years. Super Beets. Circulation superfood. Thank you very much. One glass a day for Jennifer. One glass a day for Victoria. One glass a day for Kara. One glass a day for your Uncle Dougie. And you've got it. A healthy blood flow. It's important to get the cardiovascular power that this amazing vegetable gives to you. And that's what Super Beets is all about. So, if you're over 40 and your body may be losing, you know, that old 1, 2, 3. Now, I'm the only one in this room that's over 40. Jennifer's under 40, well under, and so is Victoria, well under, and so is Kara's well under 30, never mind well under 40. And they're all using it because our lifestyle is such that we need some, my mother used to call it Engerny. Or was it my sister? I don't know. It wasn't never energy. It was Engerny. That's how it was pronounced. We wanted Engerny. And so if you want Engerny, stamina, all the other good things that come with good blood pressure, drinking the super food that is in Super Beets will help feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system, boost your stamina, your energy, right down to your core. If you want to join legions of professional athletes, legions of college athletes, then you'll trust Super Beets to help you be your best. Call 800-655-4183 to get that fabulous introductory opportunity with Super Beets. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a lot more information there. And you can order at your will. Mention Doug Stephan, you get free shipping. 800-655-4183. So here's how it works. You order a 3-month supply, pay for that, and you get a 4th month free. Another canister of Super Beets, powdered beets that give you what you need to live a good, healthy, strong life. Get that body strong and keep it that way. Order Super Beets now. 800-655-4183 or online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just 2 simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Stuff that we're talking about, all the social media, pictures everywhere, nobody has a life, nobody has any privacy, and Miranda Lambert may find herself in that category. Miranda Lambert is becoming very popular. Some refer to her as a superstar. She explained that she had some travel trouble while going to Las Vegas for the CMA Awards this past weekend, and she revealed in the conversation, she was supposed to be on a Southwest flight, but it was canceled because of weather concerns. And so they put her on a private jet so she would make it in time for the rehearsal. They booked the plane, got her there, packed the bags, and apparently they landed over in Laughlin, which is a bit away from Las Vegas, about an hour ride.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, right. So her boyfriend is Anderson East. What's happened to Anderson North, West, and South is probably the question.
I'm going to make a prediction that this isn't going to last much longer because I was watching them at the ACM Awards. She didn't thank him. And when she got up and won Female Vocalist of the Year, she didn't even hug him. She went straight over and hugged Carrie Underwood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Apparently, in all of the hoopla and the scrutiny of going from one plane to another, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it came about that she has her assistant pack a bag of booze.
Yeah, emergency stuff.
Emergency drink.
Right.
In case there are meltdowns, apparently. So is she a drinker? What do we know about her?
Yeah, she and Blake had that in common. They did. They used to be drinkers together, that's for sure.
So do we want to know that about people? Do we want to know?
She posted it on Facebook or on social media.
She plays with it far too much for it to be really, really serious. I mean, she...
I think.
Ed McMahon sort of a thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like, that's why when you say, oh, Blake Shelton's a big drinker. Well, yeah, he plays with it a lot, but like no one's ever shown a picture of Blake Shelton stumbling out of a bar or Miranda Lambert stumbling out of a bar. So I think they might just have a little more fun with it than...
Yeah. All right. I don't think it's anybody's business, frankly, but unless it becomes public or somebody gets into trouble with it, what you do on your own, I'm going to be on a big... This is going to be my new kick. It's nobody's business. I don't know then what we'll talk about, though. That's the problem.
I mean, but she made it her, everyone's business. She posted a picture of her with the, you know, in the side of the van. It's all booze, and she was playing the bartender. So, I mean, it's she's having fun with it.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. How about Mel B? And the announcement that her marriage has come to an end. Stephen Belafonte. She was the former Spice Girl, right? Is this the one you like the best of all the Spice Girls, Jennifer?
No.
I remember you saying that? No.
Who is your favorite?
Is she likable, Mel B?
Yeah, she's totally likable, and she was in the middle of the list. I think I always kind of liked Ginger or Baby Spice, and then I liked Scary, and then Posh, and then Sporty.
Okay. They're all down there.
Yeah,
so,
I imagine Jen with little action figures, like lining them up in order of how she likes them.
Yeah. Well, there's my list.
She's the judge on America's Got Talent.
Right. She's great on that show.
Yeah. All right, so she married this guy, Stephen Belafonte. Back in 2007 in Las Vegas, when she was in, quote, an emotionally weak state.
Uh-huh.
So now she's come up with a restraining order against this guy that was granted yesterday. Apparently, Belafonte has been forced to leave the family home and have no contact with her or their three children. I was giving birth as a single mother. My self-esteem was low. My hormones were out of balance. And apparently that's why she hooked up with this guy.
Well, so, Eddie Murphy dumped her while she was pregnant. And
is
pretty
it
much
his baby?
Yes, and announced that he didn't know whose baby it was. I mean, and she knew it was her baby.
Uh-huh. His baby.
His baby.
So anyway, listen. Sometimes tough to get to your arms wrapped around the right person for you in your life. Hopefully it'll work out well for her. 28 after the hour.
Appreciation is a transformative mechanism. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Appreciation comes from the Latin appreciare, which means to value. Think about that word, value. What do you value? My guess is that you value far more than what you express appreciation for having. Think about it. From your basic senses to your breath to your life itself, you certainly have a lot to be thankful for. But all too often, we get caught up in the suffering of what we don't or can't have. And when that happens, when you get caught up in the troubles you have, I would strongly encourage you to step back and ask yourself what you can value. Time spent expressing appreciation is time not spent complaining. And time spent in gratitude is always more satisfying than time spent in suffering. If you would like some inspiration to help you express appreciation more frequently in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709.
800-615-7709.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The DJV crowd with our perspective on things. We all want to encourage you to call 800-282-2333 to answer our question of the week. Question this week, is your house a horrible mess? And are you planning a thorough spring cleaning? Press 1 for yes when you call 800-282-2333 or press 2 for no, 800-282-2333. Yes or no, is your house a horrible mess? And after you've told us what you think, there's an opportunity for you to save. I've been talking about this back brace, the opportunity. There are a lot of different things that if you push one for yes, then you want to listen to some of the opportunities that are put together by the folks that have provided that line. You'll probably learn a lot about things that you may not have understood or been experienced or have any experience with prior to. So, good, right? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Have you ever walked into a building and felt uneasy?
Nope.
Jennifer, walk into your house.
Sure, there's sometimes when you walk into a place and you feel a little weird.
Hold on just a second. There's something adorable, and maybe this is a bit, and you'll all caution me if it sounds sexist when I say that, because would you say a guy's voice or his laugh is adorable? I would say my grandson's laugh is adorable. His chuckle is adorable. But I don't know if you say that. Would you say my laugh was adorable?
I would say cute. I don't know if I would say
my laugh
adorable.
Is cute. Okay. Anyway, the reason that I called our attention to that is because Jennifer has this wonderful laugh with her. And Kara has a high-pitched laugh. I'm just thinking about laughs. And listen, there it was.
Laugh like,
wait
laugh
a minute,
like
hold
beauty.
On a second. I want to get that Victoria laugh. That Victoria laugh is a ha! Kind of like that.
Thanks. Wow. Everyone else has this, like, Disney cartoon princess laugh, and then I'm like Cruella de Vil.
I didn't say that.
Maybe we should just move on. What's your point, sir?
I don't know.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
Large Marge.
Pee-wee's play, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Got all of it.
All right. So, no, I was into this new thing. A lot of people know what feng shui is, right? You know what feng shui is? Most people know what feng shui is these days. It's become sort of it's become the thing. Well, as soon as the thing becomes the thing, somebody comes up with another thing. So there's this new thing called Vastu, V-A-S-T-U. Know what that is?
No.
No.
By the way, I know.
Tell us about it.
Jennifer. All right. Anyway, so there is a certain amount of solemnity to this, but you ruined it at the beginning when you said if you ever walked into a building and felt uneasy and you started laughing, whether it was your home you were thinking about or others. So Vastu is the science, and I know already Kara has gone right to her. She loves to do this. She goes right, as soon as the word comes out of my mouth, like that. Like a shot, she goes to her computer and Googles it.
Dang millennials Googling everything.
And she will find that Vastu is the science that explains why we feel those uneasy feelings when you walk into some place. It's almost like deja vu. And how you can bring
kind of
positive,
like your intuition? Is that what they're
like? Yeah. It's the science of creating balance and harmonious living and harmonious working environments. What I'm trying to create here for us in an auditory way, is a harmonious working environment so that we can all have our say, we can all be respected, and we can encourage people to do that who are listening. And I'll give you an example. You've heard me talking in the last couple of weeks about the city vote for change in government here in the town that I have grown up in and lived in most, if not all, my life, Framingham, Massachusetts, known for the Framingham Heart Study, known for lots of other things. It's a great location for business, headquarters of TJ Maxx here, and Staples and Bose and Genzyme, and you can go on and on because a lot of big companies are headquartered here. And yet the town was a town. It was the largest town and has been for years in the country and has become very poorly run. And there are all kinds of frustrations with it. So there was a charter commission established a year ago. And they recommended a city form of government. And that didn't set well with a lot of the old-timers who thought we ought to stay a town because it was more retail politics, which, in fact, it wasn't, because there are a lot of districts in town that weren't represented anymore because they got a lot of people that moved in that are here, excuse me, and have no tie to Framingham other than it's a handy place to be. They don't really have a sense of what the town's about. So the town was lopsidedly run. And people figured it out, and so we had this big contentious sort of environment. And I decided to take it upon myself to influence as many people as I could in a way that I'd never done before. I have talked to lots of people on
the
radio.
Did you do a little bit of sitting
on
my
life? I went out and went door to door. I prepared a 4-page document that told, in the most positive way, why it would be good for us to have a city. Didn't
and
talk about
said,
the old.
And I'm going to sit here and read it to you on your front step unless you hightail it over to the election. Right?
Well, some of that may have happened. But the point is, that with the polls suggesting that the city form of government would not pass at the election, I and some other people did this too, got on the phone and called and yada yada, but I went around knocking on doors, and the bottom line is this precinct that I live in, which is the, I suppose, ritzier part of town, people resent what goes on over here because we have farms and open space and nice homes and some parts of town don't. So the expectation was the people here would want to keep it a town because it's their comfort zone. But I knocked on these doors, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, or I just was, I kind of am touching myself today. I do this a lot in life.
Whoa.
I pinch myself thinking that I really, did that. Did I really do that? Did I have that? Do I have this farm? Do I have the house? Do I have this radio program? All of the things that, frankly, I haven't thought about in my life much until I met Meredith and then started to think about what the accomplishments are that are of value in my life. And so in this circumstance, because I was involved and I felt passionately, I went to a lot of homes over the weekend and even up until 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And in this this precinct where the city form was supposed to lose badly, we actually carried it by 100 votes. And that's about as many people as I talked to. Did I influence the election? I don't know. I didn't hurt. But it made me feel good to go around and talk about these things in a positive, uplifting way. And to go back to Vastu and what it does in creating balance and harmony in our lives. We do not have it. I do not think we have it in our country. I don't think we have it in the world. And so I'm happy to see this kind of a force coming to the surface with people who are really thinking about what we are going to have to create to have a better life on the planet. Excuse me. Apparently, Vastu, though, goes back further than Feng Shui, some 5,000 years. It was carried over the mountains from India to China, where it
was
adapted.
I was going to say, it sounds very like Ayurvedic.
Yeah, it is.
It's like
that old.
Yeah. Is it a practice of like feng shui, like of actually placing certain objects, or how does it work?
The goal is to enable qi,
right?
Prana, some people call it, life force energy to flow freely without getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what feng shui is about. That's what this is about. But feng shui is more in your home, your office. It's more being, it's things.
Physical
Whereas
placement, yeah.
Vastu is in your mind. Keep your mind open and working and thinking about the things that are good. And I would declare, I see this business about Tesla and Elon Musk and how much he's contributing to the world, like Branson and some of the other people that are doing great things. Tesla Motors only sold 25,000 cars in the first quarter, but yet their stock is worth somewhere between what Ford's is worth and what General Motors is worth. And when you consider that Ford and General Motors sell 10 times as many cars in a quarter as do the people at Tesla, it's really saying something about how he runs the business. The stock is closing.
And how optimistic investors are.
$300.
And how much they believe in the product. And
it's
and
the
in
new
his,
Apple, I think,
his
Victoria.
Vision.
Totally. Apple.
Yep.
Yeah. If I were buying stock, had a 401k, man, I'd be right on that.
So you think the new Apple's going to be the big Apple, huh?
Huh?
That one was a flop.
Hey, look, they're not always good.
Well, they don't have to be good. They have to be just thoughtful, that's all. And you're known for that. So anyway, Tesla shares this week are selling at 304, 305, somewhere in there. I don't know how the return is. I'm not sure. It's hard to know sometimes. I'm certainly not an expert in this field, although I'm going to be more of an expert in it soon and want to be because I never really took charge of this sort of thing before I gave it over to somebody else. But I think I want to be a little more careful about it and do things that give a return. You got to spread this stuff out. Anyway, the point is that if you're wanting to be proud of an American company, this is a good company to be proud of. And this guy is contributing. He's not actually, he became an American citizen. I think he's from Hungary or something, isn't he? Where did he come from, Tesla? I mean, Musk. He's not
Hungary.
American. He's an Eastern European guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Romania?
Romania.
Something
somewhere
like that, right? Yeah.
On the Eastern Ring, yeah.
Not to sound like a typical American, but...
He's South African.
Is he?
South African-born Canadian-American.
Wow.
A whole bunch
really?
Of different stuff.
That's
yeah.
Lots going on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Isn't that it? I thought he was Eastern European for some reason or other. But he certainly understands how to make businesses work. I wonder what sort of a person he is. My mind just wandered as I was. No,
you could ask his numerous ex-wives.
How many ex-wives has he got?
I think he has three. Is it three? No. He definitely has
what
two.
What does that say?
He has one that he was married to, and then he has another that he was married to, and then he divorced, and then he remarried her.
Right, and then he divorced her again. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, nobody said life is perfect.
Right.
And guys like that are hard to understand, as women who are like that are hard to... People like that are hard to understand sometimes, and you got to have just the right fit. I don't know anything about the guy, who's a bad guy or a good guy. I think a lot of times what happens when people find they're enthralled or encouraged or excited about somebody and they get married to them and then it doesn't work, it's not because they're bad people necessarily. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but sometimes it just doesn't fit. It's very, very tough, especially with somebody like this who has all the freedom that money can buy. Sometimes you find the wrong reasons. People come after you for the wrong reasons, and sometimes you go after the person that you think is going to be good for you for the wrong reasons. But it becomes a lifelong pursuit to find the right person. So I don't criticize anybody for that. It's just, you know, we do revere and we do pay attention. It's one of those things, like when you see a Vietnam veteran, we all take our hat off to Vietnam veterans. We tip our hat and acknowledge. And we do that sort of with people who, I just was with somebody last night at the thing for the city. There was a couple that was there. They'd been married for 60-some-odd years. And everybody gave them a rousing, hey, that's great. Well, you know, who knows what they've been through. Maybe they found it out right early on, and they made it work. But I think there's much too much, the bottom line, much too much criticism aimed at people who may not make it work, and not enough acknowledgement of people who try. To make it work, that sort of thing. So how did we get to that from Tesla? I don't know. Anyway, I hope he's happy, enjoying the fruits of all of his labor and success. 10:11 minutes before the hour here.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
Ends 4/8/17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
After the hour now on the DJV experience, I'm Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan and a focus on technology. The folks at the United States Parcel Service have something that's new. They'll actually deliver.
Yeah.
We're going through that now. Maybe that's what caught your attention about this, Victoria.
It probably was.
Victoria's check got lost in the mail, literally. And we've been back and forth talking about that. So let's see if the special precautions I took in getting it to you the second time will work better than the first time. Here's something else that's good for all of you, all of us who are in business. There are really some amazing treats that are available for people who are on the way to business success. One of the things that we have a hard time with, though, is finding good people. So if you're hiring and looking for the best, of course you want to find the best. The best for the job, the best at the right price, all of those things. So you post a job and you wait to see what you have for quality candidates. And you wait and you wait and you wait. And you haven't got enough, so you put on three or four of the top job sites, then you post it again because you don't have the kind of response you want. You keep doing that and on and on and on. So all of a sudden, somebody says, hey, have you tried ZipRecruiter.com? And you say, huh? What's that? Well, I heard about it on Doug Steffen's program. They'll help you find candidates anywhere and do a lot of the work. So you don't have to juggle the emails. You don't have to take calls in your office. You can quickly screen the candidates and rate them and hire them. It's all because ZipRecruiter does the work for you. And people say, wow, how do I get that? And so we say to you, wow, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's it. Why do you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Because you can use their service to begin with free. Yep. Free. Yep. Yep. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Just use that, and the first shot through will be without cost. It's a fabulous experience. You'll get fabulous employees, and you'll be fabulously happy. I suggest you do it now. If you have a job need, go right now to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's the Postal Service got up their sleeve, Victoria?
Well, I have to say, I never thought I'd say this because, you know, I have a phobia of the post office. I think that's why...
You have a phobia of banks, too.
Yeah, I don't like any... Yeah, that's true, actually. So, snail mail is finally getting a digital twist, and the USPS, the United States Postal Service, is now starting this new program. It's available in most zip codes right now. Some more rural areas, they haven't gotten there yet, but it's called Informed Delivery, and what they do, if you sign up for this, it's free, they scan your mail every morning, that the mail that's going to be delivered that day, so that you'll get an email and you'll know what to expect. So if you have 5 pieces of mail, and this is for letter size only, they haven't gotten to larger packages yet, but you'll get an email with scans, not from the inside, obviously, just the outside of the envelope, letting you know what to expect. So that way, if something doesn't arrive, you can track it down more easily, more quickly. The U.S. Postal Service also believes this can help with mail theft, because if people are on top of it, they'll know, well, wait a minute, I was supposed to get this, but I didn't get it. And then they can see what types of things are missing. So it's kind of a cool thing. I signed up for it last night, and we'll see.
Just in time to find her check.
We'll see what happens. Now, the Postal Service is kind of in a bad way at the moment. They said that they also want to use this program to help keep mail relevant in the digital age, because mail volume has dropped by 35 billion.
What a shock.
I know.
The only thing that I can see here is if you get a notice that you have a certified letter, you cannot be home when the postman arrives. Way to figure your day.
Sure, if you're dodging things,
right,
I guess.
Of course. All right, here's an update on some Apple products. Not that they need to have more products, but what do we need to know if we're Apple fans?
Yeah, if you have an iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, and you haven't updated your system yet to the latest iOS 10.3.1, do it immediately, because through Wi-Fi, they have found that you are exposing yourself to being hacked. So if you don't have the latest update, make sure you do it immediately. And in the meantime, before you update it, turn your Wi-Fi off until you get home, reboot your Wi-Fi system, and do the update.
Really?
Yeah.
All Wi-Fi? I have Wi-Fi on the plane, Wi-Fi at some business. I have all kinds of Wi-Fi things.
If you don't have 10.3.1, then don't use public Wi-Fi. It's not secure.
I don't use is public considered like the hotel?
Yes, that's public Wi-Fi. Yep. Don't use any of that until you make sure that you've got your 10.3.1 update.
Now, the only thing I get updates on it's pretty annoying because it's an iTunes thing, and I don't use iTunes. But every day it says, update your iTunes. I don't have it. I don't want it.
Right.
So.
We'll work on that.
Yes. There's some good information from Victoria.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.